Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There was a basketball game last night. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Nebraska, the men lose to Indiana in Lincoln, 78-71. They are now 0-8 in conference play, 6-13 overall. We're joined now by Husker Online's Robin Washington, who is at the game. Robin, thanks for joining us. We're in a time right now where losing is, you know, there's a lot of losing going on. I'm curious if you had to look at last night, though, Robin.
A lot of losing going on.
What? Give me a positive from last night in your view for Nebraska, Robin.
Well, the obvious is the immediate impact of Trey McGowan's. Obviously, he's still working his way back into the flow of things. He's got some rust that he still needs to knock off, and that's just going to come with time as he gets his legs and his lungs back to where they were prior to the injury. But you just saw the emotional lift that he provided when he's on the floor. He ramps things up to where Nebraska had a really hard time replicating that, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah.
His effort on the perimeter defensively makes Nebraska a much better defensive team. Now, obviously, when you're matched up against a Trace Jackson Davis, it's hard for Nebraska to compete, especially when Derek Walker is once again spending the majority of the game on the bench with foul trouble. But as far as being able to contain Indiana's guards, that he was a big part of that. And so getting him back was a big deal in a lot of different ways for Nebraska, just to give them a higher level of intensity, especially on the defensive end, but also, just kind of give them a little bit of a confidence boost that, their leader's back on the court with them. So we'll see if that's going to be enough to finally translate to some wins going forward as he gets resettled back into this lineup, but there was definitely an immediate boost that he provided just with his presence back out there for the first time since in almost two full months.
Robin Washit joins us from HuskerOnline.com. Robin, we want to talk about the scene, the crowd, the energy in the building. Neither Jake nor I were there. Now, I bring it up because Trev Alberts, the AD, has got to be watching that, right? How was it? How was it at PBA last night?
Well, I compare it to what it used to be when Nebraska was, competitive, and it's a shell of what it used to be. They just stopped listing actual attendance on the final stats. So the final stat sheet said there was 15,000 plus there. Maybe was half that, probably less than, and you know, it's just kind of a crowd right now that, you know, the people that are there are either there, you know, because they got cheap tickets, or they're there because they're Nebraska fans and they feel like they have to, you know, make themselves suffer through that no matter what, like they always have every other year. So,
oh, man.
It's a you know, it's a disappointing dynamic in there. The game day atmosphere is really lacking right now at PBA. And, you know, much of that, if not mostly all of it, is due to the product on the court. But it's just, it's not the same like it used to be. You know, I mean, PBA was once regarded as one of the best home court advantages in the Big Ten. It is not that at all right now. And again, if Nebraska starts winning, that changes very quickly, and you're starting to get some of that buzz back in there, and the place is going to be, you know, nearly packed every night. But the losing, and then, you know, just the some of the stuff you can't control. I mean, with the COVID stuff has changed stuff.
Yes.
The concession stands are an issue, and so like just the fan experience is not what it used to be. And then obviously, you know, the people that go through all that, come all the way out there and watch. A team that has yet to beat a high major opponent this season. That's tough to draw out the fans like they used to come to PBA.
If you're Trev Alberts, Rob, and you look at this program, I mean, they're not winning. They're 0-8 this year in conference play. They have 5 wins in conference play over 3 years now, or just shy of 3 years. I mean, what is going through your head if you're Trev Alberts, and how do you address this with that big buyout link, you know, over your head there?
Yeah, it's a big problem on his plate right now. You know, he's got a lot of stuff to deal with at the moment, and this is something that's not going away anytime soon. You know, because you make the case of you know, Nebraska's hamstrung with that contract and that significant buyout. But you know, if they're churning out 5,000 people at PBA every night and losing all that money and ticket sales and concession stands and all that stuff, you know, at what point does it start to kind of even out a little bit? You know, I think that's something that they got to really look at is, you know, yeah, the contract is what it is, but at the same time, if you start losing the fans, that's, you know, I think just as big of an issue. So, you know, I think the hope is if you're Trev Alberts is that eventually sometime this thing clicks and they do start winning and becoming more competitive, you know, whether that's at some point this year or maybe you just kind of roll with it again next year and hope for the best. But it's definitely something that has Trev's attention. I'm sure he is monitoring it, not only just the product on the court, but like we just talked about, what's going on in the stands. And that stuff is, if you're an athletic director, you have to pay attention to it. And you have to have your finger on the pulse of your fan base that, you know, if you start losing your most loyal supporters, and that's the one thing that Nebraska basketball has been able to hang its hat on, that, you know, win or lose, they're packing that place, you know, as a top 10 attendance average in the country. And now that is certainly not going to be the case this year. And, you know, you got to wonder at what point does the issues that you look at with, you know, potential coaching contracts, when do those start to get evened out with the cost of, you know, your fan support and the money you're generating in that regard.
Robin Washit joins us. Robin, now Nebraska's going to be in some close games down the stretch. They will be. They've been in them. They were in one last night. How, and now you're not a coach, neither am I, but how can Fred get Cokes better possessions late in the game out of his team? You watched it last night. Down the stretch, you know, They had a couple pretty bad shots. Well, I'd say 3 pretty bad possessions at times when they needed good possessions, when they needed baskets. How can Fred, when you sit there and watch, do you ever think, oh, man, maybe he should have done this?
Yeah, there was a few instances like that where, I mean, especially down the stretch there, like look at the last, like, 10 possessions.
Yeah.
There were a handful of really good ones, you know, like the Bryce dunk and the shot they got Trey in the corner that, you know, he missed it, but that
good
was
shot.
Exactly the type of shot that you're looking for. But then you have, you know, bad runners at the lane, missed layups, you know, jacked up threes early in the shot clock that, you know, you just got to wonder, like, why can't they facilitate and create something with a higher percentage, and why can't they do it consistently? And a lot of that is on the players.
Yes.
You know, some of the shot selection and decision making. You know, you can hammer it home all you want in practice, but you know, they've got guys right now that in the games are pretty inconsistent with making the right decisions with the basketball. And so, you know, does it come down to a personnel deal and maybe getting Trey back that allows you a little bit more wiggle room to play guys that are going to make the right decisions, you know, more often in those types of situations? But, you know, part of it is the players, but then also part of it is, you know, the coaching staff. Like in those games where, you know, your team has clearly shown the inability to make the biggest plays at the biggest moments, you know, maybe you need to take a firmer grasp and say, this is exactly what we're going to run. If you don't run this exact play in this situation, you're not going to be on the court next time where we're in a game-defining point of the game.
Robin, always good stuff.
Good job,
thanks for
Rob.
The time. We will chat with you again next week.
Good job,
Rob. Guys. See you later.
Husker Online's Robin Washit.
See, they're going to have to win close games. They're not going to, Nebraska's not going to blow I don't know. They might beat somebody handily, but I don't expect that.
Well, like last year, they beat Rutgers by 30 one game. But that was an anomaly. Yeah. It was an outlier. It was great. It was fun.
Yeah, generally speaking, if they're going to beat somebody in the Big Ten, they're going to have good possessions down the stretch. And they don't have enough of them. Again, I credit Woodson last night. Woodson coaxed his team to the finish line without Trace Jackson Davis for the last 7.5 minutes and without their point guard for a large share of that. Now Xavier Johnson came in, re-entered the game. I think it was with a couple minutes left. But Woodson somehow coaxed his team to the finish.
Better team,
but better good coaching. Good job of coaching. Because he had to squeeze it. I mean, it was going to be tough, but he managed the game really well. He did. I tip my – I'm a big Woodson fan. I like him a lot.
He's a good coach in the league.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good hire.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now, 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. And shut up, Sipple. Sip is 0-1 in the week. Today's topic is former Big Ten players in the NBA. I will give you the player and the school. What team does he play for, though, right now?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right,
got
interesting.
It.
Yeah,
Big
got
Ten
it.
Basketball
you.
Players in the NBA. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip in trivia. How do you feel today about former Big Ten players in the NBA?
Good. Thank you for asking.
You watch the NBA?
Yeah. Yeah, not as much as I want to, but good. I feel good.
Joseph, how do you feel about Big Ten players in the NBA?
I feel okay. Could be better, but...
Okay, Joseph.
All right, Joseph.
Well, I hope you have a good Tuesday, but I hope I beat you.
All right.
So let's see here.
All right, Joseph, first question goes to you. What team does former Indiana guard OG Anunoby play for?
I don't know if he still plays for it, but...
Toronto is correct.
Would not have gotten that one. Good job, Joseph.
That's a good get by Joseph there. Right, Sip.
This concerns me.
Here's your first question to tie it up. What team does former Ohio State guard Mike Conley play for?
Oh, I got that one. Utah.
He is on the Jazz. 1-1 tie. Joseph for the 2-1 lead. Your last question. What team does former Michigan guard Duncan Robinson play for?
Miami Heat.
Dude, there's so many ding, ding, dings today. 3 for 3.
Guy in your head. the Heat. The Heat.
That's right. Miami Heat tied for first in the Eastern Conference.
And I am feeling, watch out, Harrison. I am feeling Bulls. Heat right now.
Yes, to force the tiebreaker, Sip, your last question down 2-1. What team does former Michigan forward Franz Wagner play for?
My grandson's favorite team, the Orlando Magic.
I feel bad for your grandson because that team's horrible.
Yeah, they're the worst team in the NBA. Franz and his brother,
Mo
play on that team.
That's right, they do. And they don't win many games.
Well, they're tanky. They're deliberately not winning games.
Tell that to the
Seriously. Players.
They want to win
they
games.
Know.
The players should want to win games.
They're tanking.
All right, Sip, this goes to you, and Joseph will go over under your number. Here we go, Sip. Former Michigan State forward Miles Bridges leads all former Big Ten players in points per game this year in the NBA. What's he averaging to the first decimal point?
Yeah, he plays for Charlotte, and Charlotte has a pretty good roster. In fact, they're a playoff team right now. Miles Bridges.
To the first decimal point, please.
Ugh. His points per game. I'm going to say 19.7.
Okay, Joseph. Over under 19.7 points per game for Miles Bridges.
I have not watched 1 minute of him this year, but feels like the leader should be higher than... He should be in the 20s, so I'm going to say high.
You got to realize, Sip almost got it on the dot.
Oh, hello. Hello.
You said 19.7. The answer is 19.6.
Oh, God.
How about that? Yeah. You deserve the win.
Yeah,
Joseph,
thanks
for calling. We'll get your bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling and call in down the road.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Joseph.
Sip, that was impressive. Where did that come from?
Well,
the number.
I mean, me and Alex, when we spend time together, we talk almost solely about the NBA.
You were 0.1 off.
Yeah.
0.1.
I know Bridges is having a good year, but I didn't think he's not one of the top 10 scorers in the league.
No, he's not. Right. You were, I mean, 19.6
is the answer.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a good guess.
Good guess?
Yeah.
I was going to feel so bad if he went under. You were 0.1 off. I was like, please go
over. I needed
that
win. I'm right at 500. 46-46. 46-46.
That was a impressive performance, buddy.
Well, Joseph too.
You would not have had Anunoby though.
No. No.
You would have had Duncan Robinson.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep going.
That's it. What's the four I had? And you had Franz Wagner.
Yeah, because we always talk about it.
I don't think you would have got Franz Wagner if your grandson's favorite team wasn't
probably not the
Magic.
Oh, maybe because he's having a really good year. Franz is having a good year.
He's having 13 points a game.
Yeah, that's a good rookie year.
Forgettable on a team that's horrible.
No. He's
fine.
Who's in the rookie of the year conversation?
I don't know. Harrison, you got anybody there?
Yeah. The first
overall pick was Cade Cunningham. I don't think
he's having a good year. Cunningham's having a good year. Yeah. Pistons are awful, but Cunningham's having a good year.
They're okay.
He's proving to be worthy.
He's okay. They're bad. Yeah, he's okay. Excuse me.
He's proving to be a worthy first pick.
I don't have anybody else beyond that.
Yeah.
But
take the W.
That was a good win. That was a good win today.
Yeah, it was tough. Gritty. Right?
Yeah, it was great. We'll bring in DP and Jay.
Yeah, let's get him in
here. For the spillover next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.